welcome to our podcast, The Author Speaks. I'm Helen Thomas from Women Writing Architecture, and I'm with Anne Fontaine in her office in Brussels. Joining us is Stephen Bates, and he's just browsing through the book that we're going to talk about today, which is Chambre d'Amis, one of a series of books published from the chair of Jan de Wilde called
Confessions.
Confessions. It's called Carousel Confessions Confusion. Okay. I think that's actually quite important, the confusion element of it. But we'll get to that later, maybe. But confession, yeah, I think that's something that's very important in your interpretation of the book. Yeah, I mean, confessions, that's where I wanted to start, really. How did you choose this project as the one that you wanted to confess about?
Mm-hmm. I had understood the question by Jan de Wilde as finding and writing about a moment in the past that somehow has become formative, you know, in hindsight, of becoming an architect or thinking in architecture. And for me, it was very clear from the moment the question came, I didn't doubt between 10 different moments, that Chambre d'Amis, which was an art exhibition in 1986, curated by Jan Hoet, who was often called here the art pope of Flanders, had a lot of power to make or break artists. There's still lots of stories coming up. So I was 15. He organized this amazing exhibition that took place outside of the museum. He invited around 50 national and international artists, and made an open call to people from the city to open their house for 3 months for in-situ artworks that would be visited by a big audience over summer. I think it was the 21st of June until 24th of September. My parents were very interested both in architecture but also in contemporary art, so it was obvious that we would go there. I was an only child, so very often the three of us would do these things, whether I wanted to join or not. And so off we went visiting. And I think for me, it really seeing the houses and the artwork in them, and this very close dialogue between artist, house, work they made, it was a very special moment. So I think it became a decisive moment and memory for everything that still interests me today.
Yeah. Does it have explicit resonance in your work, do you think, or it's more of an approach?
I think, for example, I think in our work, in my work, of course it's a collaboration with Philip Fierre and Jutze van den Berg, but we all have our own personal interests, and for me the presence of art or artistic thinking. I'm not an artist or an artistic thinker at all, but I found it also always very powerful and meaningful, maybe more than architecture for me to refer to. And also a lot of these works somehow addressed societal issues, which also art can do in a much more direct way than architecture, I'd say. So yeah, it's still things that I care about a lot when working as an architect.
I was just thinking, what, 10 years or more that we've known each other, how there's been this sort of dialogue beyond the project that we're embarking on, sort of working things out.
That's Canal.
The Canal project that we won in 2018, but previous to that we were already working together as two offices. But it's been a very important journey, and I was just thinking, when I look at these photographs of Philippe Dujardin, who is an art photographer more than an architectural photographer, they remind me of the early experience of arriving in Belgium and looking at Belgium with a different lens from previous, because these individual houses were all sort of funny, quirky, with their own character, quite different to the culture in which I come from in London, where there's a sense of sameness, let's say. And they, each house here, these pictures, have a real personality in it, hidden behind the facade, feel a rich set of stories, and that make you think, what a big influence this setting, this urban scene must be to the biography of a young architect growing, emerging. And I also wanted just to sort of point out that when you mentioned the title, Confusion is an important word in that.
This is something I want to talk about.
Okay, I'll come back.
I mean, this is something. Yeah, I think this is one of my questions.
No,
do continue.
No, I just wanted to say something about observing your Noah as an office, as a partnership of three. This fascinating. There's a synergy between three, but there's very powerful individual personality, and I think it's nice to see a book like this where an individual's interest, which can be identified easily by your partner's, but it's sort of yours. It says something about how you talk about your parents inviting and encouraging you to go. And to me, this issue of biography is really important. It might be something to do with one's age when you start to reflect a little bit on who you are. You know, how's it worked out? You know, your role as an architect.
Mm-hmm.
And in these kinds of things, I feel that we've enjoyed somehow, sometimes explicitly and sometimes implicitly, in the way that we talk about things when we're working together.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful book.
It's a nice question to receive. Mm-hmm. No, it's a nice to indeed contemplate and go back. It was, that moment was very clear to me.
Yeah.
The question of going back to a moment that was
important. Yes, like important for a confession.
A confession.
The word is very big, but...
But it's funny that confession, it sounds as if you shouldn't really say it. You know, I'm finally going to confess that these houses were important to me.
You have a very nice Rebecca Solnit quote, I think, that engages with that idea about confession. I don't know if you want to...
Well, when you go back in your memory, when you are, let's say... in your early 50s and you think back of being 15, it's very clear that you reconstruct something that fits or suits who you may have wanted to become. You know, you pick, you select, and you construct. And she writes, maybe I shall write her.
Yeah.
When it comes to writing, every chapter you write is surrounded by those you don't. Every confession by what remains secret or indescribable or unremembered, and only so much of the chaos and fluidity of experience can be sifted and herded onto pages, whatever your intentions and your themes. So, yeah, and it's from her book, Recollections of My Non-Existence, and of course we all, you know, some memories, we talked about it over lunch, how encounters with people can, you know, years after, you can still remember this. It becomes very important. Well, of course, there are so many others that... And when writing... I mean, for me, it was so clear I wanted to write about Chambre d'Amis. It was something celebrational and exciting to do. So Philippe Dujardin took a picture of all the houses, revisited every address. Some houses had been demolished and replaced. And I also watched this six-hour-long television. It was a live TV transfer, where it was very special because, so 6 hours of contemporary art on the national television, I mean, it hasn't happened after that ever again, a helicopter flying over Ghent, landing with journalists to interview curators and artists, just being interrupted for 2.5 hours because Belgium was playing in Mexico the quarterfinal of the World Championship. I really remember that. It was very warm. And then they had these, in the studio, three important curators talking to one another in a language that was very exclusive, you could say.
Yeah.
And people had the opportunity to call in and ask direct questions to a call center, asking, can you talk about this in more useful terms for a larger audience? So this whole, and that was Jan Hoet, you know, he saw it so big and it was all very exciting. Then when I started to look a bit closer, I started also to feel really embarrassed in finding out that I think there were two, three, four women included in the 50 artists, and I did not remember that at all. I remembered so many things and so many excitements, and not that until now, like, let's say, 25 years later. Yeah.
And that makes part of your letters to Jan and Jan.
Yes.
because you've written it as a confessional letter in a way.
Yeah, to both Jans. Of course, Jan de Vilder and Jan Hoet. Because I think I don't know if that's where for you the confusion comes in, but it was a bit confusing. Celebrating your own past or reconstructing it, or, you yeah. know, how you want to have modeled your life to get who you are now. And then seeing that there's a whole huge aspect of criticality mm. missing. Yeah. That was quite a shock.
Well, I think the confusion, oh, I've got a couple of things that, like,
yeah.
I was just with a dear Dutch friend, and she was saying, in Holland, it's very, you know, we like it to be clear. And in Belgium, they love layers. Love everything to be layered. So everything has a relationship.
I recognise. Yes.
And I think, and I, in a way, I wanted to move away from you as a subject to the book itself. And this, and how Jan commissions it, and the different parts, which in a way is a set of rules, but then on the other hand, it's a set of confusions, which he admits in his series title. But and I've heard also about this event from different. I think it was so powerful in the creative imagination of Flanders and Brussels, so, because I've heard of it from many Belgians. It was very an important cultural moment.
It was. Although I was 15, I remember it really was. On the other hand, I have to say, I also explain a bit my daily life.
Yes.
When being 15, playing outside on the street with my neighbours, you know.
Kissing secretly.
Kissing secretly, yeah.
On that meadow behind our houses.
You know, it's on the one hand, you know,
yeah.
they were every day reenacting. Yeah. Tour de France, you know, they were all someone, Ino, and I don't know who the guys were at the time, Eddie Merckx, obviously. But then, you know, you're on that. But no one of my neighbors would know or go to Jean Bonamy.
Yeah.
So, yes, it was a big thing at the same time among people who liked to visit exhibitions, and but it didn't. And that's quite interesting, because on TV, I mean, 6 hours of art on television, you know, I don't think it meant it broadened the audience to go to shows or to see art or reflect on art, because I don't remember talking about it with any of my friends at the time. I mean, maybe I talked about it, but it's not that we shared this experience or...
This confusion is certainly understandable within sort of different interpretations, and but making a book, you know, it's always a very creative act. It can be a really creative act, and what I find beautifully confusing is the book itself.
You know,
the haptic and sort of
three
the organisation.
Yes,
but the you know you can't immediately follow because of the folds. You find your way through it, and you kind of discover. So you know, if you dip into this book occasionally, you still have to rework out, work out again how to go through it.
Yes.
And so while it, in some ways, it's quite clear, it's organising through photographs and an essay and a record of the television
and also
performance.
In giving drawing
and
drawing as drawing fan. Yeah.
But it's a bit like every time you unfold it, you see something else. And I really. That's what I like very much, that you're discovering and rediscovering
it's beautiful.
The content.
And yes.
It's,
the first books of the series that Jan made were different. They were with Walter Koenig, I think, mm-hmm. and then that collaboration stopped. And in that stopping, they redesigned. And I also am very happy to be part of this series. Because it is very...
But I wanted to go back really to this. So I have these kind of fragmentary impressions of this event from different people.
Yes.
So this is the first artifact I've ever seen that shows me something of it. And I think I got a sense that you also had the same feeling, that it's hard to understand actually. You know, you start with the TV program. It's like, what? And it's in Dutch because it's a transcription of moments.
Well, it's in many languages, no?
There's
and then
English
Philip
language,
has a
yes.
some French, some Italian.
So that already makes some parts accessible to some people, and then you're kind of guessing what the other bit says.
I know when I was given a copy by Anne some time ago, and I think it was here in Brussels, so I opened it to look at on the train back to London. And it, just as you say, I wasn't really, because Anne hadn't explained what it was, she said, this is something I made. I was sort of starting from page one, you know, which I thought was page one, which
it's
could have been the end.
It's not a linear narrative.
I was wondering if I was reading it from the end.
Same here.
And in fact, it was only when I got to the text and essay that things started to become
because
unclear.
It's really not didactic, is it? I mean, you encounter this representation, the TV programme. And I mean, even though I've heard about this event, I think, what's this TV programme? What was that? And where's the explanation?
It's so funny. So it was 6 hours. So Arcos, it was an art centre on video art in Brussels. They still have them. Chef Cornelis was also a famous TV director. So I watched it and I took screenshots of the passages that I found really, they're very funny also, but also eye-opening. And then I transcribed them. Francesco helped me with the Italian and the French. I had to also make sure I didn't make mistakes. So there's a bit of English. Also, for example, this was so funny. It's the neighbors of the parents of Jan Hoed. So the journalist goes, they opened their house and they said, would you see how they sit here? And then he says, you opened the house. And then the woman speaks. She says, of course we did. We have always been fans of Jan Hoed. And, the artist who worked here just asked us to empty our whole living room. It was quite full, you know. But he asked us to make the place, she called it the Platz, to empty the Platz, the place. Except for the hooks of the paintings. And he said he would give us a new living room. So we're very happy with it. It's totally empty with a weird table in the middle. And then the journalist says, I was also told, you have a lot of memories about Jan Hoed and his brothers when they were little. Because, we've lived here since 40 years. And then she starts to talk about Jan Hoed playing in the garden. And so it's that. Next to then Daniel Buren being really pissed off with the critique that he got and calling in and saying, you really can't do that. This is not a way to talk about my work. And then one of the curators trying to apologize but explain that they didn't mean this but maybe that. And it's a completely constant shift of perspectives. Then at a certain moment, one of the journalists is in the garden and there's like a weird installation in the garden and he says, we're here at the house of artist so-and-so. I'm standing next to the work. Oh, no, I see people signing at me. Oh, no, this is not the work. This is just a cross for the helicopter to understand which garden they have to go. Oh, the work is over there. Okay, we walk now. It's constantly this. From very, very complicated and high-end discussions on art to the neighbor. And that was, I thought it was amazing. I watched it now, rewatched it many times. And it's so funny. Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to wrap up soon. Because I think Steve has to go. He has a meeting. I think that's a good ending to the conversation. I think it is a really complex book, which takes a very short while to look at in a superficial way, but actually it's something that you think about for many, many hours.
And maybe it's the beginning of a more comprehensive, documentation they should do about Jean Benjamin and its successes. Yeah.
I think the record of the houses is another thing to point out. As you say, some of them were already gone by the time that Philippe went back, but it's quite a special record of these extraordinary houses. Because I guess
It's so many things. It's so simple, but many, many things. Thank you, Anne. That was great.
Thank
you. Really, really interesting. And Stephen.
Thanks, Stephen.